Episode 155, Bae surprised me and came. Hey love, so I had the best convo this morning with Bae, and he told me he changed his plans and is going to come to family bowling night to celebrate Dad's birthday. I was elated and he knew it. He said, "She has cheeks," and I started laughing and said, "You don't know me." I asked him what made him change his mind, and he said after reading my last episode of Single Life and hearing that Dad was disappointed that he couldn't make it, he just decided to change them. I was so happy and thanked him. So now I get to see Bae before our 3-day. This is so exciting. I arrived before him, and then after going to the bathroom, my parents arrived. Next came Bae. I helped him find parking, even though he saw the spot too. But either way, I helped. He walked over to the car looking drop-dead handsome in his plaid dressy peacoat, grey turtleneck sweater, and blue jeans. Oh my gosh, I literally wanted to rip his clothes right off and take him. He sat down and we kissed and sank into our bubble while listening to my classic playlist. He loved it, and even added a song to his list when it came on because he'd forgotten about it. I also found out one of his favorite songs that I'd never known about before, "I'll Stand By You." We sang it together and definitely had some sentimental moments, which prompted me to create our future wedding song list. He told me I was reaching with that one, being that it's no time soon, and I agree, but why not have our songs listed and saved early? We have everything else in the list, and we'll add to it whenever a song we love comes on. We listened some more, and then Dad came to the car, and they talked for a bit. I really love that they get along so well. It's honestly all a girl could wish for. The love of her life, getting along great with her family. It's super cool and I feel blessed because I get along great with his mom too. Anyway, Dad left and went to the bathroom and we continued chilling in the car for about a half hour more before deciding to head in. We got to the restaurant area and told them there were 9 of us and the waiter, who was really nice, ushered us to a half booth, half table. I sat down and he sat on the outside of me and Mum next to me on the other side, followed by Dad. My brother had said he was running late and would be there by 5:30 p.m. so he waited until 6 p.m. but once he said he was still about an hour away, we ordered our food. It was crazy. My brother's always late, but this time 3 hours was really wild. I knew my man would have to leave early because he had work in the morning, so everyone is in agreement that we should eat. We ordered mozzarella sticks as an appetizer, being that we'd never had them from Dave & Buster's before. They turned out to be so good, perfectly crispy and hot, and the cheese just melted in our mouths. Absolutely amazing. Mum and Dad didn't like them as much, but he and I loved them and even ordered another round. We devoured them just as quickly as the first ones, and were ready for our next entree. He ordered a burger and truffle fries. I ordered chicken parmesan dinner. It tasted okay, but was kind of oily, so it wasn't my favorite, and I don't think I'll get it again. Dad also got it and seemed to like it, and Mom got an Alfredo plate. We ate, conversed, and everything moved smoothly. He and I were done eating first, and then he asked me if I had gum. I told him it was in the car, so he took a trip there. It was freezing outside, but the walk was fun. Especially the part where he played around at the trunk and slapped my booty multiple times. It was such a turn on. I truly can't wait until next weekend. Anyway, we came back inside and once Mom was done, I went to reserve bowling for us. Unfortunately, to my surprise, the guy said that I couldn't because it had been renting for the entire night. I couldn't believe it, and when I told them, they couldn't either. Now we'd have to figure out a new plan, and even though it's Dave & Buster's, so there's tons of games to play, the main thing we love doing is competing and bowling. So after finding out the news, my brother, nephews, and friends arrived. I told them the bad news, and they were dumbstruck too. My brother's friend said she'd never done bowling at Dave & Buster's, so she was excited to do it with her sons, and my brother was just as disappointed because it's what we usually do as a family. Anyway, it was now about 7 p.m., so they ordered and we chilled and talked while they ate. Time was flying and we knew that my boyfriend wouldn't be able to stay, so around 8 p.m. we took a walk to the car to get my nephew's gift and also look at a few games we might play. We saw a simulated bowling game, but didn't think it would have the same effect as real bowling. We also saw a few other possible games, but ended up not playing any. The next day, we discussed if we'd ever go to Dave & Buster's as a date and decided we wouldn't because it's become a family tradition twice a year, and that seems good enough. I did say that I'd love to play him in ear hockey again, so we might do that in the future when we come with my family, but this time the tables were all taken. We finished perusing and went back to our table. I gave my nephew his gift and told him to open it. He said he really liked it. It was black Air Max boots, and he seemed happy and thanked me a few times. I still can't believe he's 14 already and size 10 and a half in men's shoes. I remember as a little baby and then a toddler, and now he's all grown up. Time truly does fly. Anyway, my man left around 8:30. I didn't want him to go, but fully understood that he had to work early, so I walked him to the door, gave him a kiss, and thanked him again for coming. It really felt good having him there, and he truly made my night. I went back to the table, and after about 30 minutes, we dispersed and started to play games. I stayed with Mom and Dad, and my brother went with his son and friends. We played basketball first. I did pretty good, and Mom and Dad were okay, but they just needed to shoot faster because we only had 30 seconds per round. Then Mom and I played a gorilla smashing game, which was cool, but still didn't do it for us. We finally circled back to the simulated bowling and settled in for the night. Though not exactly like bowling, it did the trick. We were able to throw a small ball and then see what we would get for each frame. Each time you hit a strike, you get to go to the golden round and had a chance to win a lot of tickets. It was super fun, and Mom and Dad did great, but I was the victor of the night. It was really fun, and I only wish that my boyfriend and I had tried it out before when we were looking around, because then we could have at least played a few rounds with Mom and Dad. Nevertheless, at least we know it's there for the future, and if ever happens again, where bowling is rented. Once we were done, we went to the store and cashed in our tickets for 3 lollipops and a light-up yo-yo. The night had been a success. Overall, I had even 246 points left for the future. So with that, we said our goodbyes. On my ride home, I thought about him, and I really, really can't wait for us to see each other in about a week. It's super cool because it'll be our 3-day staycation celebration. I'm so ready for it. So, you know, more details are coming. But until then, XOXO, Bombshell out.